نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله Honorable and respected ulama, beloved elders and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan, and the commentators of the Quran Sharif say, Iqra wa rabbukal akram. These were amongst the first five verses that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed to our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commanding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to read, speaking about the creation of Islam, Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaqal insana min alaq. And then thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies one very important point. Iqra' wa rabbukal akram. Read, and your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is most bountiful, most bounteous, most compassionate, most kind, most giving. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not create insan. Allah ta'ala did not create the creation so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would punish or wanted to punish, or that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was in need. Like that, ulama expressed, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, that we say all hamd, all praise be to Allah, who is the Rabb of the entire universe. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was not in need of this universe. And why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? Is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind, and Allah ta'ala is most compassionate. The kindness and compassion of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so great that once a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that person made an exclamation to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa zunuba, O my sin. He expressed remorse, he was expressing regret over whatever sins he had committed. He said this twice or thrice to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this person, read, recite after me. Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min zunubi. O Allah, your maghfirat is more encompassing, more vast than my sins. That is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It comes in the hadith that if a person committed a sin, a guna, and he continued to commit sins and commit guna, and that sin reached up to the skies, we normally speak about a teaspoonful or a tablespoonful of something, or a cupful or a glassful. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that even if the sins be the earthful, that is how much of sins a person commits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is far in excess of all of that. It is far more encompassing, vaster than all of that. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to this person, the second part, Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min dhunubi wa rahmatuka arja indi min amali. It often happens to all of us that we carry out a deed or two, Allah ta'ala accept everybody's amal. Allah grant us all ikhlas, Allah ta'ala grant us all sincerity. But there is sometimes that we feel that it is our amal that creates a change. It is our amal that is of everything. And often we forget the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala. that your rahmah is more anticipated than my amal. One deed we carry out, in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us 10 times more. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply as much as Allah ta'ala so desires. That is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. So, this creation Allah ta'ala created us, it is the rahmah, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has no limits, it has no bounds. Whatever we need to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us together with His rahmah, His mercy. Hazrat Maulana was speaking before the salat, the various ni'mats of Allah ta'ala. Alam taraw anna Allah sakhara lakum ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard wa asbagha alaykum ni'amahu zahiratan wa batina. Wa asbagha alaykum ni'amahu zahiratan wa batina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling upon man, insan, that do you not see that Allah ta'ala submitted everything to you, subjugated everything to you? And then Allah ta'ala says, wa asbagha alaykum ni'amahu. The word is bagh, means to shower. Like we have torrential rains, isbagh in wudu, we get this word isbaghul wudu, to pour the water properly so it reaches everywhere. Some ulama have expressed isbagh means if you take a bucket of water and pour it over yourself, that torrential waters that come upon you, that is isbagh. That is what Allah Ta'ala is saying, wa asbagha alaykum ni'amahu zahiratan wa batina. Allah Ta'ala pours continuously upon insan His very many ni'mat, zahira, the outward ni'mat, and then the inner ni'mat. Hazrat Qari Saif Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, ho sakta hai, it is possible, possibility exists, that man, science can come to a time, a place, that they can be able to count the number of raindrops. That is possible. But to count one ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that is not possible. And here Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat is pouring torrentially upon us. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Take one ni'mat of Allah, dissect it, you will never be able to come to any conclusion about the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first aspect is that we understand مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ. That in different ways, I broke the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to turn towards Allah ta'ala, make tawbah, ask from Allah ta'ala, have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make wada, promise, have that azam that we will not carry out that sin, whatever it may be again, and then begin and walk in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Keep away from gunas, keep away from sin. Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah, he narrates that once a person from the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam of the past, one of his ummati came to him and he said to the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala that, O Nabi, you say that Allah Ta'ala's punishment will abound me if I broke the commandment of Allah. However, I did break the commandment of Allah Ta'ala, but I do not see the punishment of Allah Ta'ala coming. I do not see the ni'mat being withdrawn. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. O mankind, what has beguiled, deceived you about your Rabb who is kareem? He says, sometimes the karam of Allah Ta'ala causes a person to be in dhoka to that stage where he breaks the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he feels everything is in order. So like that, this person said to the Nabi of that particular time that I do not see any harm, any sin, any afad, destruction coming upon me, any azab of Allah ta'ala coming upon me because I broke the commandments of Allah ta'ala Allah save us from becoming so audacious sometimes against Allah Ta'ala, against the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, against the ulama-i kiram, that man just becomes so daring, so audacious. So Allah Ta'ala revealed to that Nabi, and Allah Ta'ala said, ask this banda of mine, ask this slave of mine, that does he not notice his salat? Does he not notice his namaz? That namaz that he used to perform with khushu and khudu, that khushu and khudu has been lifted. Now that namaz is being performed without that concentration, without that sincerity, without that dedication, and now it requires him to make tawbah. When he makes tawbah and he doesn't await the azab of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will change the halat of that particular salat. So sometimes the first ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala takes away from us is this ni'mat of khushu and khudu in our salat. Allah Ta'ala grant it to all of us. When we look at the akabir of the past, then Zunnun Misri rahimahumullah will be one example, that if people say that this tasawuf hailed from the Indo-Pak subcontinent, then he was Misri. He was an Egyptian. It is stated about him in his biography that for 40 years in a first salat, he did not face the back of another musalli. In other words, for 40 years, he performed his salat in Saffa Awwal. Now that our akabir, alhamdulillah, we hear Haji Imdadullah Makki, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangwai, rahimahumullah, for 20-30 years, that was the halat, that was the condition, that with takbir ula, they performed the salat with jamaat. It comes up, somebody asked him, that what is your greatest struggle? What is your greatest mujahada? So he replied that my greatest mujahada is that when I am in my namaz, say for example, just for our understanding, tahajjud salat, tahajjud namaz, 4:20, tahajjud namaz comes to an end. Now the time, the clock is ticking, the day is beginning to get a little bit bright, he realizes that the time of tahajjud is coming to an end. Now my greatest struggle is, how am I going to come out of my namaz? How am I going to leave this namaz? Yaad mein teri sab ko bula do, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Hazrat Khwaja sahab says that in your yaad, in your remembrance of Allah, it becomes to such an extent that I forget everyone, everything, and I only remember you, O Allah. Allah grant us all of this. So this was how, when a person makes this struggle and a person makes this effort, making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping away from sins, keeping away from guna, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes our maqsad, Allah ta'ala becomes our matloob. It comes in one narration, Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu was salam cried so much to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that crying was so profuse, so much, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, O Shu'ayb, is it because of the fear of the fire of Jahannam that you are crying so much? He was a Nabi of Allah ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you are saved from the fire of Jahannam. Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam a ma'soom. So he said, O Allah, that is not my cry. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alimul ghaybi wa shahada. Allah ta'ala has knowledge of everything. Allah knows, Allah is alimun bidati sudur. He knew exactly why Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu was salam was crying. What was that cry? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, are you crying out of the anticipation, the desire of Jannat? So he replied, O Allah, it is not the cry out of Jannat that I am crying. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down wahi again for the third time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, O Shu'ayb, what is that cry? Ultimately, what are you sobbing for? What are you throbbing for? What are you tearing for? What are you crying for? What is that restlessness? So he replied, O Allah, It is that pain of love, that muhabbat, that shauq. So Allah Ta'ala said, that is the only treatment for that. For that pain, that is the only treatment. They try and try, but make Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala the matloob, make Allah Ta'ala the maqsood, make Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala our goal, that I desire to earn the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala, I desire to earn the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. My heart yearns only for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But again, this will begin when we understand and realize we've committed errors, we make sins, we commit sins, make tawbah to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and thereafter keep away from guna, all types of gunas, all types of sins. As Mawlana was speaking about our mu'amalat, Hazrat Mujaddid al-Millat, Hazrat Tanvi Rahimahumullah, when somebody would come for bi'at, the first questions that you will ask that person was that in your khandan, in your family, your father is late, has that inheritance been distributed, divided already? Did all the haqdar get their rights, mother, sisters and all of that? If the reply was no, he wouldn't give birth, he will send the person back. Go sort all of that out before you come here and you want to make islah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that ability and that istiqamah to go this route, search for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep away from all the types of sins. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. In قَوْلُ الْبَدِي Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali has written that if you count one ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, then you will not accomplish, you will not come to any conclusion about one single ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So he says, this one ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That one Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is one such ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala upon us, that we cannot do justice to this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quraysh of Makkah, the Kufar, would go to Baytullah. Their hearts were filled with kufr and shirk. With that heart filled with kufr and shirk, they would go to Baytullah and they would stand there with their chest touching the ghilaf, the cover of the curtain of Baytullah. And then they would make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala relates this dua in the Quran Sharif also. Allahumma in kana hadha huwa al-haqqa min indik, fa amtir alayna hijaratan min as-samaa, aw i'tina bi'adhabin alim. Nadr bin Harith was one example that he used to hear, he used to go to Sham, he used to hear about the Torah and Injil, then he used to come to Makkah Mukarramah. He used to hear the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala's azab upon the different nations. But look at how audacious he had become, how daring he had become, that standing by Allah's house, beseeching Allah Ta'ala, that, O Allah, if all of this is true, in kana hadha huwa al-haqq, fa'amtir alayna hijaratan min as-samaa, Allah Ta'ala caused the rains of stones to come upon us also. If you look at this example, sometimes لِيْسَتَ مِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there's no example to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if we just try for our understanding, a child that is not listening, has become arrogant, has become stubborn, is naughty, and then you threaten the child with something, with your belt, your stick, and the child says, leave your belt and your stick, come with a gun also. How would we feel? What would our response be? But look at the response of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is not one that will punish them while you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is in their midst. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the honor and the izzat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That here is A person, an enemy of Allah, daring Allah Ta'ala, there Allah is saying, I will still keep the laws of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, and that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's rutbah. Some ulama have stated, wa anta fihim, that whilst you are in the midst, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more with us, but what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left for us. That entire sunnah, the day and night of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every aspect of the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us the way. Our lives be sacrificed for him. Our lives be sacrificed for Sahaba Ikram, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that they showed us how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done things. Some of the muhaddithin have said, more the Sahaba showed than they spoke. They saw and they showed others more than they spoke about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they did exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done. Each sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, washing the hands before we eat, washing the hands after we eat, comes in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant a person barakah. One is the hands and the sense insofar as the quantity is concerned, and one is insofar as the quality is concerned. That, now to us, there is no sunnah that is small, but yes, there are sunnah that are easy for us to practice upon. Sunnah so easy, somebody wrote to one of our kabir, I think it was Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahab Hardawi, rahimahumullah, that after he heard the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat explained, he said, I sat in the bayan, and when I heard the sunnah, at that time I had so much of qarza, so much of debt, I was drowning. I began practicing on the sunnah, and what must his niyat be, what was his intention, only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows, that he started practicing, and in a while after that he wrote and he said, through the barakah of these two sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all my debts have been paid and there's barakah in my homes. But we're not going to do it because of that only, we do it because to please Allah Ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that becomes most important to us. Then again, when we look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is famously narrated about Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahumullah, that he used to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a state of awakeness. One is to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. One is to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst a person was awake. And when somebody asked him, what was the reason, why have you been given this ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala? Simple reply, like Hazrat Wala discussed last night, Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought him to that stage, to that great height. When we were in Dora Hadith, our Ustad Maulana Muhammad Ikram Ali Sahab Rahmatullah Ali in Dabel one day said to us as students, what kind of students are you people? Look at the students before, in the same darasgar, in the same class, in the years before, in the time of Maulana Badri Alam Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahab Rahmatullah Ali was teaching Dars-e Bukhari. And in that dars, one student that doesn't normally fall off to sleep, fell off to sleep. Now it's common, ulama will know, that when somebody next to you falls off to sleep, you start giving the little nudges on the side. So Hazrat, when he saw the person doing that, he said, unko chhod do, leave him. The person slept a while and then he got up. Then Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi addressed the student and he said to the student, he asked the student, Aqa ne kya firmaya? What did the master, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? So there he got ihsas already, that here ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking place. So then the student said, Aqa salam arz firmaya. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed on salams to you. that student, it was famously known that he used to read an abundance of durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to increase our ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our dhikrullah, and then the ittiba of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of course durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala first give me the tawfiq, and Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين الحمد لله رب العالمين.